Hello guys, this is Toomey here, and I have a skit instead of a special. Thing is, I've been busy with Christmas Stash and some other projects, so I haven't really had time to sit down and make a full-length special. And at least at this time, which is 2:49 p.m. on December 25th, it's happening before the release of the special that I made last year, so it's actually happening on the day of Christmas. So, I'm sadly not able to make it into a special because, like I said, it was thought up. A lot of this was done, like, purely on the spot. I made a lot of this up, and I know you guys really enjoy my boredom, so I'm hoping you get a kick out of this, considering, you know, it's kind of just randomly, put together crap. But I hope you guys still enjoy it. It's about maybe 10 minutes of entertainment, so hope you guys get some sort of kick out of it, and my Christmas is a bit blue this year, but I honestly thought it would be better to go out with a hilarious bang rather than, you know, be all dramatic and be like, oh my god, this is happening, and this is happening, and, you know, I want to make it enjoyable regardless, so I had fun making this, and I hope you guys have fun listening to it. Let's go.
Draw your weapon!
Halt!
No more stalling. Draw your weapon.
No!
Silence! I will defeat you with my weapon.
Not possible. I will beat you first.
You speak lies. Prepare yourself. How dare you? You will pay for that.
What the fuck?
Correct me if I'm mistaken, but this is a Christmas skit, yes?
Yes, but we are busy right now, so please leave.
I'm afraid not. This ends now.
Screen, we can see little bits of text trying to assemble itself. The text becomes legible and reads Jack. A progress bar appears. 1%, 15%, 30%, 50%, 75%, 100%. A pixelated elf appears on screen, then it flashes red. The flickering elf looks concerned. System shuts down.
What the?
What's going on?
Sorry to interrupt you, Jimmy, but we have a big problem.
Oh, Strack, I was about to summon you. What's going on?
So I was looking through the computer footage because I thought it might be something with that, and I found out that I think Jack is trying to escape.
Considering this is not his first, not his second, not his third, and not his fourth time, I suppose it's time to let him out.
Let him out? But sir, he might try something.
Yeah, and that's a very valid point, except I have two new individuals I managed to hire, and they're quite the confusing bunch, but they might actually prove pretty useful. I would like you to meet the Imbaswords.
What? imbecile? What is
Okay. You guys, calm down.
I'm an imbecile.
Yes, I know you're an imbecile. You are an imbecile with a sword. Can you stop?
I'm also an imbecile. Everybody now, imbecile.
Shut up. Thank you, Stack. Anyways, can you guys actually listen now?
Yes, what do you need?
So, here's the situation. We have an elf named Jack. He's currently stored in one of the units in one of those control rooms that you just heard go off. And essentially, we are trying to get him out. He's been binary data for almost 365 days now, and we are afraid that he might become corrupted. He has tried to escape several times now, but with varying success. And the last attempt, according to Stack, was very close. According to my records here, let me look it up real quick. Oh yeah, yep. His escape was 96% complete.
Okay, what do you want us to do?
Well, that's just the thing. As stupid as the both of you guys are, you have some pretty decent sword skills. And I'm willing to bet that once Jack comes out, he's going to have some sort of revenge plan in mind, considering what we did to him.
What exactly happened?
Well, to put it simply, I had an evil counterpart, which has been safely disposed of, and he had two elves, Jack and Stack. Stack has come to work for me, and she's done a pretty good job, but Jack, on the other hand, was trapped in one of his robot units. We recovered Jack from one of those units with no intentions to bring him back out, but lately I think he's actually gotten kind of desperate, so he's actually trying to get out now. And my theory is once he gets out, like I said, he's going to try something, and we don't want that happening. So you two should be in the control room if he successfully gets out.
Also, keep in mind he's an elf, so he's really quick on his feet.
Yes, we've fought with elves before. Do not worry, my friend. We shall deal with him appropriately. Because we are the imbeciles.
Yes, we are.
Yes,
imbeciles. Teleporting swordsman.
Oh, trust me, I've seen way worse. Text appears. Restoring from backup. Restore complete. Extracting binary data. The pixelated elf stabilizes on screen. With a flash, Jack is deposited onto the floor. The machine shuts down, its work completed.
Where am I? This does not look like Timmy's workshop. It's sort of control room.
Don't take another step.
Who are you? And why in the heck are you wearing a barrel as a freaking helmet?
It's not a barrel, it's a helmet.
Right. Okay, I'll take your word for it. Anyways, if you could tell me where, like, Toomey is, and we should be good.
Who the heck is that?
Toomey, you know, black hair, dark brown eyes.
Oh yeah, the black dude.
Dude, that's racist!
Sorry.
Anyways, where is he?
In his office. He just finished delivering presents.
Delivering presents? Dude, he's not Santa Claus.
That all depends on the one you're talking about, Jack.
Wait a minute. You're the one that acted like Santa Claus! Where's the other one?
Disposed of.
Disposed of? What did you do to him?
I didn't kill him, but that's what you're concerned about.
Oh, well, that's a relief. What? No, no, it's not a relief. Take me to him right now.
Yeah, see, there's a slight problem with that. He's, binary data.
What? Okay, you're done now. What? Whoa. Whoa, that's a cool sword.
I'm an imbasword.
The hell's an imbasword?
I'm still an imbasword.
Dude, what is an imbasword?
Hold on a second. Where's the other imbasword?
I'm right here. Wait for me. Oh, it's the elf. It's Jack. Oh dear, I'm guessing you're an imbasword too?
Yes, I am an imbasword.
Oh yeah.
Imbasword.
No, none of that.
Sorry.
Alright, listen. Jack, you have two options. Either we put you back in that machine, or you work for me. It's up to you.
Work for you? Work for you?
I'm not sure what's more funny, me punching you or you falling flat on your face.
You stupid piece of garbage!
Oh wow, that was actually pretty impressive. Oh wait, we're not supposed to congratulate you, we're supposed to trap you. Executed like a true imbecile.
Imbecile.
Yeah, I should probably stop now.
Yeah, I agree.